This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
With eyes as black as coal, then looks down in my soul and starts a fire there, and then I lose control.
Well, we got some nasty texts about the Cardinals starting staff, and we got a great stat about that in just a moment. But let's check in with Ryan Kelly first. Ryan, what do you have for us today?
Well, you know, it's a beautiful day. We got a big Blues game tonight. I think everybody's pretty excited to watch or to attend that game. It's going to be a big one. It's a late puck drop, so it's good, though. It gives me time to get home and be a dad and help my wife and get dinner out of the way and the kids wrapped up and into bed. And then I'm going to head on down to Enterprise Center tonight and enjoy the show, enjoy the game, and hopefully come out screaming and yelling with a big win. In the meantime, you got time still, right? Puck drop's not till like 8:30 tonight. All it takes is 5 minutes. 5 minutes. That's it. 5 minutes for the home loan expert loan approval. In 5 minutes, we can pre-approve you for a refinance or a home purchase. So maybe you're thinking, hey, I keep hearing rates are super low. I'm seeing it in my timeline. It's on the news now. Rates have really dropped. I'm at 4.5. I don't know if it's worth the time to look into it. Well, it's 5 minutes. It's a 5-minute loan approval. You can't beat that. We'll give you options. We'll lay it all out. And also the home loan expert office, you get to choose your own term. Pick your own term. If you want a 26-year loan, I do that. You want a 29-year loan, I do that. It doesn't matter. We're in the business of taking care of our clients. If your current mortgage rate's not in the threes, or if you're even considering buying a house this year, get pre-approved today in 5 minutes at thehomeloanexpert.com. Let's go Blues. Thanks, Frank.
All right, Ryan, we appreciate it. Thanks so much. Brian, the most disturbing single statistic surrounding the Cardinals this year?
Frank, they have the highest whip in the National League.
For starters.
For starters.
Wow.
1.544. Fourth highest in baseball. Only the Rangers, who are bad, the Red Sox, who are underachieving, and the White Sox, who are bad, are worse.
The worst whip in the National League among starting pitching. And we were gushing about how good this staff could be with 10 potential starters. And they've just fallen by the wayside. Reyes, not ready. Martinez, hurt. Ineffective Waka. Ineffective Michaelis. Ineffective Dakota Hudson. Gant to the bullpen. Wow. All right, let's read a few more of these.
Show me a team that has won the World Series who had a roster full of 1 to 3 year pitchers. Hold on, I'll wait. The Cardinals have a flawed method in relying on so many young pitchers. They are not like hitters who can be superstars right off the bat and cannot go out there and pitch 200 innings right away. This is why guys like Mike Leake get lots of money, because they can pitch 200 innings. It's from Hulk Hogan's fanny pack.
Yeah. And how about Marco Gonzalez, speaking of former pitchers? He was going for his fifth the other night. I don't know if he got it. But some former Cardinal starters actually doing well. Let's see. Did everything snowball on Michaelis, or did the defense crumble around
him? Well, both. There was an error in that inning, but he allowed a double and a home run on back-to-back pitches.
Yeah.
And I guess the double was turned into a double by Ozuna, but it was still a hard hit ball to left, and then a much harder hit ball to left that went over the wall.
Hey, guys, what should we do with Dakota Hudson? Some are saying John Gant. But the way he's pitching in his role, I would keep Gant where he is and look to a Triple-A starter. Thanks, Stan from Abilene,
well,
Texas.
You need to insert a starter who can get lefties out. Dakota Hudson versus righties, a 185 average, 241 on base, a 185 slugging. Dakota Hudson against lefties, a 485 average, a 585 on base, and a 1,000 slugging. There's Milwaukee with Yelich and Moustakas, among others. There's Cincinnati with Joey Votto. There's the Pirates with Gregory Polanco, and there's the Cubs with, take your pick, Rizzo, Schwarber. Hayward's hitting the ball well this year. That's an issue. You cannot trust him in the rotation if he can't get lefties out.
The Memphis season has just begun, but if you're wondering, Austin Gomber, 1-0 with a 4.70 ERA. He's pitched 15 innings. He's allowed 14 hits. He has a 1.17 whip.
Oh, good. He's above average.
Yeah.
Put him in.
Ryan Helsley. He's only pitched 7 innings, so maybe he's coming out of the pen.
He'll be coming out of the pen, yeah, if he gets called up.
Jake Woodford is 1-0 with a 1.10 ERA, 16 innings, 8 hits with a 1.04 whip. He may be first to come up. By the way, if you're wondering about offensive stats for Memphis, let's see, the guy who's – well, they've only – they haven't played too many games. I guess they've played 10 or 11 games. Drew Robinson was actually doing okay down there. Boy, that just, you know, it doesn't seem like they have the weapons they once had. Ponce de Leon, by the way, is 1-0 with a 1.69 ERA.
He might be an option. He did all right in spots last year.
Yeah, had that one unbelievable outing. All right, if you'd like to be a part of the program, Maryville University sponsors our phone lines. You can go to maryville.edu for more information. It's a beautiful campus in town and country. 855-282-8255 is the phone line, and it's also the text line. What else do we have on the text line?
Scrolling through, love Russell Wilson, but I'm tired of him and his wife. That's from the Courtney D text that I can read. Much rather see McEachern or Blay than Robbie Fabry.
Yeah. You know, I talked to a Blues person yesterday. They felt that Fabry, during the All-Star break, should have volunteered to go to San Antonio and get as much time as possible and get sharper. You know, and I appreciate Chris Kerber, but I think you if you look at the expectations and with the way Robbie Fabry began his career, you know, and granted, injuries are a big factor. I think he is looked upon as a little bit of a disappointment, but I still think he's only 23 years old. It's not like he's lost his skill. And maybe tonight getting a chance is the right thing. I wonder if Sergeant Schilt still believes he has 5 number one starters. Did he ever say that?
I think he did intimate that at one point.
The one that I don't have as much of a problem with that is the statement about the gold gloves, because he was putting Marcell Ozuna in that category when he mentioned about the potential. He had another moment last night.
Yeah.
God bless him. You know, he got a big base hit, big home run. He's just such an offensive player. He may be the worst outfielder I've ever seen.
Well, and Tyler O'Neill had a throwing problem, too,
yeah,
in center field.
I wonder what his injury situation is.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen any update on his. Huh. Yeah, this could be problematic, the pitching concerns. This wasn't supposed to happen.
Wondering if somebody texting in about Reyes. Alex Reyes, right now, he has pitched in 3 games, 4.2 innings, and his ERA, he's allowed 1 run. He's 1.29. So I think they want to give him a lot of time.
But he's walked 6 in that 4 2/3.
That's bad.
He still has control issues. So, and Commission said he expects him to be down there for quite some time. This isn't a quick, you know, 5-6 appearances, and then you're back up. He'll be down there, it sounds like, for till the summer.
All right, if the Blues show up the way Carolina and Colorado did last night, and Fabry was a part of that series, clinching goal versus Chicago 2016. All right, what else here, Brian?
Did he have the clinching goal? I didn't think that was Brouwer. We played that in our open, right? Brouwer had the clinching goal versus Chicago in 2016.
So you're saying bad information from Hockey Bob?
Well, I'm not saying. Yeah, it was Brouwer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless
he's talking, unless he wants to refer to a different series, but in that one, I've heard it a lot now. I think it was, it was Troy Brouwer who scored that goal. Doesn't the Cardinals management study how other teams get a player like Yelich out? Look at the Dodgers with Yelich, for example. I know he's good and he's red hot against the Cardinals, but they continue to lay fat pitches right out over the plate to the guy. I mean, obviously it's an execution thing. It's just, why is it an execution thing with pitchers that you trust? It'd be different if he was hitting home runs off the Tyler Webbs of the team, but he's hitting home runs against pitchers who you are fairly dependent on.
Somebody suggesting, why not Dallas Keuchel, who's still out there. Dallas Keuchel has a career 3.66 earned run average and a career 1.2 whip, and he's won 76 games. He's 31 and available right now.
Okay, I misread his text. He was saying that Fabry was a part of that play.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
Who else is out there? Keuchel's out there. And the closer is still there.
Yes, yeah.
I hear he's getting closer.
Kimbrel is still there.
Yeah.
His price is dropping, but I mean, I think Keuchel, it's the Cardinals saying they're all in is kind of, it's odd, because if you're all in, you probably would sign a guy like Keuchel right now because he makes your rotation better, but he doesn't make your rotation better say, next year or 2 years from now. So it's what you're saying versus what you're doing is conflicting with each other right now. And that's kind of hard to explain.
Boy, it is hard to believe that Kimbrel's still out there.
I don't know what he was asking. It was really in the offseason he was saying he wanted a 9-figure contract, which if that was the case, makes a lot of sense why he's still out there, because he was never getting that.
All right. Let's see. Let's take a break. Martin is going to join us in just a couple of minutes. A couple of programming notes. Rick Reilly, the great writer, is going to join us on Thursday at 10 o'clock. We're excited about that. Before we go to break, though, quick word about one of our fine sponsors, and that is Hollywood Casino. If you're looking for a place to watch the games tonight, Hollywood Casino and 99 Hops House is really one of the coolest sports bars in St. Louis, loaded with great TVs, loaded with great appetizers, and 99 different beers to choose from. Head on out to Hollywood Casino, have a great steak, go to the all-you-can-eat buffet, watch some hockey, do a little people watching. It's one of the coolest places in St. Louis. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.